This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
We got dropped in McDonald's, so we're going to go now and heat it up because it's gone really cold.
It's not. Can I just, for the record, say I'm not eating it because I'm a health king.
Yeah, I was really hoping to not eat it, but I can't. I can't help it now.
If I eat that now, I won't be allowed to eat anything else for the rest of the day, and I'm just not doing that.
Really good.
I'm going to go home and have some fish and some waffles and some veg. That's what I want. That's my McMuffin.
So sad.
Hate my life.
Let's go. David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, what's going on?
Can I just ask genuinely, because I know that this eats you up, David Hammond, as well. Really, I got caught this morning, but I think total three snail pace moving taxis.
I was just about to say, was it a slow driver? Is that what, because that did my head in this morning.
I think they're obviously kind of keeping an eye out for a job on the way. They're having a look up the road, anyone around.
There's no one on the roads.
But that's the thing, yeah. I'd understand it as much as, like, you shouldn't be looking for a job when you're driving, or I guess there's people trying to get from A to B. Yeah,
taxis famously don't do that.
No, but I mean, like, what? You shouldn't be slowing down and holding everyone up. But, yeah, like, there's no one around. So why are you bothering?
Just I don't understand. What I don't understand is bus drivers when they will stop in the road, which is obviously they're right. They need to stop and get
people off. Yeah.
But they are creating traffic, and so then you overtake them, and then they're beeping you because you've done something wrong, and they're like, and you're like, you just held up 100 cars. Are you seriously going to come for me now? In what way are you on your high horse? I don't
know. You know what? No, very little in this life makes me more just wholesome and happy when a bus pulls out in front of you, and you could have probably overtaken, but you say, no, just come be arse now. There could be someone coming against me. I'm just going to wait now and see what happens. And then they give you the little hazard light.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love a hazard light for a bus.
It's funny, like, I have gotten to the point now in my drive to work where I know where cars are going. So
I almost know who's out, like, oh, there's Sean or whatever.
I don't know their names, but I know, oh, there's Red Clio.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, it's fine. I know they're going at 30 kilometres an hour in a 60 zone, but it's fine. They're turning left here.
Oh, grand, so you can mentally prepare.
Yeah, they're turning left in about 50 metres.
I love that.
They're turning left after that pub. Yeah, grand. And then as soon as I overtake them, I meet Volvo Green. I'm like, oh, for God's sake, he's going straight the whole way through.
Your number one hit music station.
Lads, Pippa was fuming at me all weekend.
Why?
Because all I did for the entirety of the weekend was watch sport.
There was a lot of sport on this weekend.
There was so much sport on. It was unbelievable. It was so, so good. Friday, we started with Drogheda United beating Sligo Rovers 1-0. Class.
Did you go to it or watch it on the telly?
I watched a few clips of it. Dundalk lost Shelburne. Bohemians drew to Derry. Rovers 1-0 over Waterford. Enjoyed that, right?
Sorry, were you stuck into all of those?
I was just kind of... I honestly was more just looking on Twitter and stuff like that. But I was just enjoying that.
But absent when you're trying to have spend time with your girlfriend. It's not quality time.
Exactly. But then the other things that were on, obviously, United-Liverpool happened over the weekend. Does anyone remember what the score was? Was it 3-2? Yeah, it was class.
I was actually quite happy for you.
Thank you. Villa-Spurs happened as well, which was a bit annoying. I think everyone was kind of waiting for Spurs to go down. I think that would have been really funny.
Very quickly, I bumped into Dave over the weekend, and it was just
Dave.
And it was just the start of the United-Liverpool game. So I can't even imagine if he was leaving the interaction with me to go and meet Pippa, because his interaction with me was him looking at the game on his phone and going, hiya, and then just kept walking. So I can't imagine what it was like.
To be fair, I'd probably do that if I was watching the Avengers too. Chelsea Forest, well done, Callum. Buzzing.
Oh, Callum, I was happy for you. That was awful drama in that game. That horrible injury yesterday. I haven't seen anything like that in a long time.
Yeah, there was four concussion injuries. That's nuts.
Meaning that, like, four players clashed heads.
They were very nervous for him, weren't they? They were not moving him for a long time.
It was the young Chelsea lad that got taken off.
Wasn't it his first game?
Yeah, it was his debut game, taken off at halftime because of concussion, taken to hospital, but was responsive.
My God. That's mental. Everton City then, and Everton just kind of annoyed me. I was like, would you just let City win?
3-3?
3-3 all in the end, yeah. They went 3-1 up, which is, to be fair, the most Everton thing in the world. But I would have just thought, come on.
So yeah,
do you have like empathy for Man City now?
No, I just over Arsenal, I'd like City to win.
Okay,
yeah, we're getting to the business end of the season, so City had two games in hand, and they needed to win both of those
to be on par with Arsenal.
Yeah, to have the level points with Arsenal.
Gotcha. I'm not that good yet, lads. I get good.
No, that's fair enough. There's a lot going on.
You're all right. Then we move on from football to Formula One Saturday and Sunday and Friday. Miami, the Grand Prix, Kimi Antonelli winning. It was honestly one of the best races I've watched in a long time.
Yep.
I kind of fell out of love with Formula One, and I don't understand any of the rules anymore. And I don't know who the drivers are. I'm looking at these drivers going, never heard of you.
Yeah.
Never heard of you. And then Kimi Antonelli won, and I'm not a Mercedes fan, but after Kimi Antonelli won, I was like, I actually really like him. He's brilliant.
I've never been able to get into F1. There's something about it. Like, I know that people be like, how can people watch football? It's 90 minutes of kicking a bag of wind around. But with Formula One, it's like they're going around the same.
Pippa thinks the same. Pippa was like, it's not a sport.
All the time. And like,
which I think it is.
We have friends in Australia who would go and watch the Australian Formula One Grand Prix. And like, when you're there live, you see the car for all of like a second.
Mm. Yeah, going to the... I went to the British Grand Prix and it wasn't great now, to be fair. It's probably great if you're a massive super fan, but I was like, I'm a bit bored.
I think a lot of people, to get into Formula One, step one is watching Drive to Survive.
Yeah, it was.
I tried watching that and I couldn't.
Really?
I thought Drive to Survive was excellent back in the day.
There's one game you missed.
I've missed a whole sport, because my entire weekend was filled with one actual sport that I was like, I couldn't turn off. But what was the game I missed?
Leeds.
Oh, Leeds. Was it 3-1?
Yeah, Friday night. That was kind of fun.
No.
And my guy, he got the gold.
Lads.
Albert Lewin.
Oh, he's such a big
The best. The best sport that was on all weekend was the snooker.
Really?
And you should have seen Pippa's face when I turned on the snooker. She was like, what's going on here? Is this a joke? No, I'm genuinely going to watch this. It was the final, Sean Murphy versus Wu Yuzhe from China. Wu Yuzhe won, by the way, spoiler alert. But it goes on for 2 days. It goes on for 4 sessions. A 1 o'clock session, a 7 o'clock session, then the next day, 1 o'clock session, a 7 o'clock session. I watched the entire thing. It was unbelievable. I loved every bit of it. Snooker is such a fantastic sport. It's so like...
Did you give Pippa the context? Because I think I like a story. Where is he from? Did he face any adversity in his life? How did he get on in school? And then it's his first game and then he gets injured. And I'm like, no, this poor man.
I don't mind her not watching. Like, I'm fine with her being on her phone.
You're not.
Do you know what I mean? I'm fine with her being on her phone.
She's bored, man. She's bored. I had a mad weekend. Crazy behaviour. I need to touch grass for a few days. It was just a lot of going and a lot of family around and a whole lot of fun.
I'm pretty sure touching grass is because you've been online for the entire weekend.
Okay. I just mean something wholesome, like yoga on the beach or something. Does that qualify as...
But I feel like you've done the most wholesome thing in the world. You spent the whole weekend with your entire family.
I was in a lot of pubs over the weekend as
well. Lucky you.
Yeah, it was a really, really good weekend. But yeah, anyway, I need to just calm it down now for a while.
What did you do?
So... Saturday was the big one because my family were all coming up to stay. That includes my mom, my dad.
Oh yeah, and Barry was home.
My brother was home from Australia, picked him up at 7 a.m. from the airport. My house was packed by the time I got back because my niece, nephew, sister and brother-in-law were all there. We had a party for my niece Florence. She gave me a best friend necklace like 2004.
Cute. I feel like our weekends are always so different because like I just know when I'm sitting in my house on a Saturday morning and all of my housemates are in the country, gone home for the weekend, I just know Emma Nolan's house is packed with people who came from the country down to Dublin.
But Saturday was my besties' engagement party. My friend Avian and her fella Anthony, they got engaged while I was in Thailand and they had a big get together. I think she was expecting around 200 people.
I thought was like, this was the wedding.
Honestly?
She was in white and she was in a veil. I was like, oh my God, it's the wedding.
They were having it at her mum and dad's house. So like it was really kind of chill, but they spent a lot of time and effort like making the garden unbelievable. Mm. They got a bar in.
That's unreal.
They had a singer in. It did feel like a wedding.
Yeah.
I was like, lads, I don't know, you've after setting the bar a little bit too high.
Imagine the wedding. I really want to go to that wedding.
Yeah. But as I say, across the day from 5 o'clock to like whatever time they wrapped up, they probably had about 200 people cross the door.
My God.
Isn't that crazy? Like
200 people? I don't even know.
In and out and in and out and in and out. Now, in fairness, like on top of their own crew, I like their mum and dad probably invited half the estate in.
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff. My mum and dad were all.
Was there anywhere to sit?
Oh, I.
That'd
I
be was, my main concern. Like, I'd be texting Ave and be like, will I bring my own camping chair?
Yeah. I don't think it would have suited the aesthetic now, but I know what you mean. I was almost going to be like, any chance of a reserved sign?
Yeah.
Or like, what time do I have to be
there? Is there a little VIP area? Yeah.
I haven't gotten that glam since like we had Radio Awards years ago.
Do you really? Know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
Is there a VIP area? I know, honestly, can I have the shed?
I would be, you would catch me sitting up in the bathroom just chilling. Anywhere this is a seat.
But then it was about 9 o'clock. Sun was just going down and I got summoned by your sister Blonde. Emma, do you have a sec? Like, yeah, don't know what's going on here. Was brought up the stairs of the house, was brought into the parents' bedroom, and Avian's sitting on the bed, and I know what's going on because she has a box.
Oh God!
And once you know a girl has a box and it's her engagement party, you know where this is going. And I just left the room and said, "No, not now. I'm on antidepressants. I can't cry. I need to come off them, and I'm coming off them." And I knew if this moment ever happened, you deserve a tear from me, not now. I said, come in, you mad thing. And she asked me to be her bridesmaid.
Congratulations.
Guys, give me more of a reaction.
No,
that's a
sorry.
Big deal.
I'm just really sorry for you that you have to be a bridesmaid. That
Why?
Looks like the biggest nightmare. First of all, right, just in general for any wedding ever, that looks like the toughest job ever. But second of all, if that's the engagement party, imagine what the wedding's going to be like. Imagine what you're going to have to
you're
do.
You're going to have to plan the biggest hen do
You're going to have
world.
To organise birds to lift her dress and put them on her. Do you know what I mean?
Like Cinderella.
That, yeah, that's the kind of vibe for her wedding.
Oh, like, I reckon we could be in, like, I don't know, you tell me. Like, where would we be for this hen?
Marbella.
It's gonna have to be in a broad one.
Yeah.
I can.
Oh, you're going to Vegas or something.
Yeah. We're going to Hawaii or something. Limo it's, like, is... we're not, like...
You're
going
to have to make the group chats. Hey, girlies, so it's only 1,700 per person. We're going for 2 nights. No, I'm really happy for you though.
No, guys, I was asked to be bridesmaid Saturday. Obviously, absolute honour. So nice.
That is a real honour.
And I've already been added to 2 group chats.
Oh. If anyone's listening out there who ever is like, I'll make Dave one of my best man, don't. I'm fine. Thanks.
Tame Impala and Dracula, you're listening to Spin. They play the 3 Arena next week, actually.
Do they?
My mate's going to that, yeah.
Tame Impala.
Tame Impala playing the arena on the 13th.
Do you want to hear something crazy?
Yes.
I learned about Tame Impala from Padraig and Emer, who were on Monday, Bank Holiday Monday. Tame Impala is one person.
Now, that is interesting.
I did not know that.
I would have thought Tame Impala was a band.
Yeah, apparently, it kind of is, but Tame Impala is one person.
Okay, interesting.
If you Google Tame Impala, one guy comes up.
Oh, interesting. We are getting ready for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon and we're celebrating on the show all this week. We have a 200 euro Elvery sports voucher to give away each and every morning.
It's taking place on Sunday, May 31st. Not long to go now, bringing together thousands of women to walk, jog or run the 10-kilometre route. And as title sponsor, VHI is proud to support every participant celebrating the energy, determination and community spirit that makes the VHI Women's Mini Marathon so special. It really is like a special day. I remember I didn't do it last year, but I went into town for it last year to see my housemates doing it and it's just good crack.
It's brilliant crack. It's so much fun. And like, as someone who's done it before, the entertainment on the route is unbelievable.
Really?
I'd never done like a race or whatever before ever. And that was my first one out. So I just assumed that anytime you do something like this, that much entertainment and distraction would be on the route.
Yes.
And then I did this other one last summer in Phoenix Park and I was like, where are all the bands?
Yeah.
Like, it's just me and the birds. I'm like, I need
That's good. That's what they should do. Every kilometre in like the marathon, they should do something.
Yeah, exactly. It keeps people really motivated. Nicole is standing by this morning to win the 200 euro Elvery sports voucher. How are you? Where is she? Oh, she's there. Sorry. Hello, Nicole. How are you?
Good. Hi, guys.
How was your weekend?
Good. Quiet. Yeah.
Was it? Three Quiet. Days of chilling.
We had the opposite. We did non-stop stuff. And it was mayhem. I wish we did nothing.
I could have done with doing nothing, really.
Yeah, doing nothing would have been lovely, Nicole.
I say nothing, but I have 3 small children.
Okay. See, there you go. There it all is. Nicole, that's definitely
but nothing
not...
fun.
Yeah, nothing fun. What did you do for them?
Everything.
Playground, yeah, park, everything. Zoo.
Yeah, parks. Yeah, it all.
So the kids had a great weekend.
Very fun.
And you were bored.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Motherhood, eh?
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, great crack.
Let's try and get you sorted with a €200 Elvery sports voucher. All but thanks to the VHI Women's Mini Marathon this morning as well. What we're going to do is we're going to play you a great song to run to. What we need you to do is keep saying the word run down the phone.
I hope you're not near anyone that's going to be like, what's wrong with your one? Keep saying the word run down the phone constantly. But that's what's about to happen, Nicole.
We're going to turn down the phone line and we can play the running song on the radio. But every now and again, we'll turn up your phone line and the running song down to make sure you're still saying the word run. If you have bailed with embarrassment on the word run, you're out. If you're continuing to say the word run or you keep running, you're sorted with the voucher, okay?
So I just have to say run, over and over again.
Just like that, Nicole, for the entirety of the song. And if we put your phone line up and you're not saying word run, we got to go to someone else.
Okay.
And that could take all morning. Yeah, and we don't have that much time.
So please don't do that for us.
Here we go. Start saying run now if you can, please.
Run.
Perfect.
Run.
We'll play a song now. You keep saying run.
Okay. Run. Run.
They're levels on her microphone.
Run. Run.
Well done,
Nicole. You can stop.
Run.
Well, it's okay, stop.
You're all good.
Okay, amazing.
Toshi,
I just like talking to my kids. Yeah. Myself constantly.
Don't run. Nicole, congratulations. €200 Elvery sports voucher is all yours.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Did you get any weird looks?
No, well, my kids, but sure, they don't look anyway, so no harm.
Nicole, I am really getting just the pride of motherhood from you. I just think you're
so
just...
So much pride.
Have a great day, Nicole.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Another chance to win tomorrow on the show, we'll do it at the same time. Dermot Kennedy, Turnstile. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. He is famously very private. I think he's lucky to be an Irish man because...
Is he quiet or is he just very quiet?
You mean private or
quiet? Sorry, is he private or is he just very quiet?
Oh God, he's really private. Sure. Like, he's one of the most famous musicians in Ireland and beyond now. And like, I mean, like, there's no celebrity sightings of him and his wife or anything.
I've just done a quick Google of him and he says himself, he's described himself as aggressively private.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Honestly, you'll use, like, everyone on this show will know if I have pseudo cream on my arse. Do you know what I mean? It's nuts. Like, why are you private?
Well, speaking of pseudocream, this is what I'm saying. He did reveal, which is kind of unlike him, he has revealed to some publication that he became a father in the last few...
What? In the last few what?
Months.
My God.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Good on him.
I'd say he'd be a good dad, in fairness.
Oh, I'd say, imagine the lullabies. Imagine the poems he'd write. It'd be so, like...
Oh, I actually take everything back I just said. I think he'd be a melt as
the
a dad.
The baby's first word would be like... Turnstile or onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
I also feel like at 7:55 every morning now we have to find out if Dave has pseudocream on his backside. Dave, do you have pseudocream on your backside this morning?
It's not pseudocream, but it's something else.
Oh.
On your bottom?
Yeah.
What happened? Piles?
Probably.
Told you to get them. Tricky. 1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. Hello.
Morning. morning. Welcome to a brand new week, and it's Tuesday already.
A lovely short week. Dave, I would love to know how you would handle this if the roles were reversed.
Okay.
And this was a comment that was made on your Instagram about your partner.
Right.
Okay. So, very luckily, a lot of people obviously suffer a lot from horrible, nasty people online. But, like, I don't really have a negative experience online personally, yeah. Right? But
I'm sure everyone loves you.
No. Thank you for misinterpreting what I'm saying. But over the weekend, I put up some photos from my friend's engagement party. It was real glammed for the first time in ages. And the first photo in the collection that I put up was a picture of me and my fella, Jack. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So there was a few comments, people were being really sound. And then I picked up my phone, whatever, a while later. And as I was dossing on my phone, I saw a comment come in live. Like, as I was on my phone, it happened like 2 seconds ago. And I was like, delete!
Why? What did they say?
It wasn't even that bad. It was someone messing. But you know when you get that real protectiveness over your fella?
Yeah.
Like, or your whatever?
Who's not on Instagram.
Who's not on Instagram would never see it. But I was like, how dare they? My poor baby.
Go on.
All it said was, Jack needs to work on his shoe game.
Oh my God.
And I was so offended.
Instantly the capital goes to Emma's Instagram to find out the shoes he was wearing.
Oh, and he's got lovely shoes. If everyone could comment Jack has lovely shoes, that'd be lovely. But like, I told Jack, I was like, you got a mean comment. And he was like, what is he talking about? My shoes are class. I love my shoes. Whatever.
Oh my God.
The comment was, Jack needs to work on his shoe game. Lads, if I'm that protective about my fella, I'm like, God knows if I ever have a child.
Yeah.
How? Because I was like, my Jack, how
it's
dare
so
you?
Funny. That's very sweet of you, though. It's very nice. But, like, I look at Jack and I just presume that that's stylish. I don't ever question it because I'd never wear it. So I'm just, but I'm not stylish. I wear a hoodie and jeans every single day of my entire life.
I even feel like that about Jack. He's got, like, kind of a style that I'm like,
well, I wouldn't wear that.
No, that looks really cool, but I never would have thought of that.
Anyway. Right, okay. Shoes, yeah, I mean, I look, do you know what they remind
me
of?
Let's not bring it up. Let's not.
No,
go
no, do you know what they remind me
they're
of?
They're lovely shoes. He looks lovely. He's looking very dapper.
Do you remember when Simon tries to get into the nightclub in London in The Inbetweeners?
Okay, we're going to leave it there.
And he asks to borrow the homeless man's shoes so he could get into the nightclub. They're nothing like that at all. They're lovely.
Comment that Jack has lovely shoes.
Lovely shoes.
Just right there. Dave, say it now.
Lovely shoes, Jack. There you go, comment it.
Thank you very much.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky
10. All right, welcome on into the Tricky 10. This is where we try and give you pitball tickets. And if you get all 10 questions correct, we will give you €1,000. No one's won the €1,000 yet. I would like to give away the €1,000 this week, if possible. So the quizzers of the world, short week, get involved. Who's on to play? Maybe they're
This morning, it's Gemma. How are you, Gemma? What's going on?
I feel sick.
Good start, Gemma. Good start.
Good start.
Is that because you ate a dirty Chinese last night, or is that because you don't want to be on the radio, kind of?
Or is it because 10 minutes ago I was talking about my hemorrhoids, or what's the story?
What's happening?
Oh, no, I'm sick with the nerves.
Gemma, you'll be absolutely fine. This is going to be the easiest quiz you'll ever do in your life. And whatever score you do get, Gemma, I can promise you, people have done way worse.
Promise you that's for sure.
If I don't win, I'd be
I know, there's the competitiveness as well, and that's why you're nervous, because you want to win.
There you go, Gemma. What's the story with you for the day? You're on the way to work, are you? What do you do?
I'm a designer.
You're a designer?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this must be like your the best day ever for you, given
Met
that
Gala.
The Met Gala was last night.
I know, I'm buzzing to go into work to see now all the looks because I haven't seen that
since
I was driving today.
So tell me what kind of stuff you designed. Like, give me the context of the role, like...
Oh, I don't want to say too much.
Fair enough. Okay, grand.
Do you not want people to go to your business, Gemma?
No, I don't want anyone in work to know I was on the radio.
Ah, fair enough. Fair enough, Gemma. Well, I'm sure there's many, many,
you know,
many Gemmas who are
morning,
designers.
Kim Kardashian, who was obviously at the Met last night, her suit, or like the top half of her dress, which was kind of iron looking. But anyway, it was made in a mechanics.
Oh, no way.
That's how they had to make it in like a car manufacturer.
That's
company.
Cool.
Isn't that weird?
That's good. That's an interesting fact. I'm trying to think of the Met Gala. I don't know who looked the best because everyone who I think looks terrible, apparently everyone's like, oh my God, she ate. I'm like, I think she's terrible.
Yeah.
So I won't be giving my thoughts on the Met Gala. But Gemma, welcome on in to the Tricky 10. Who do you want to ask your questions this morning, Emma or Dave?
Whoever wants to read.
Okay. Why doesn't Emma ask? You put the Emma in Gemma. So why don't you ask the question?
So fair. And you're still dealing with the hemorrhoids.
Yes, exactly. Gemma, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions, okay? Each answer is a number between 1 and 10. It will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a pair of tickets to Pitbull at Marley Park, which I'm sure, Gemma, you would have an absolute ball at, especially because his look is very...
distinctive.
It's very distinctive, and it's very... Oh, a designer definitely sorted that, you know, the bald and the mask. Also, if you answer all 10 questions correct, €1,000 on the spot, Gemma, which would be nice. Now, it's a brand new week, meaning no matter what you do, you will top the leaderboard. So, and it's also a short week, so let's get going. Emma's going to ask your questions. The very best of luck. Remember, each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat, okay?
Bye, go on.
Are you ready?
Right, go on.
Let's get it done. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. James Bond's code name is 00 what?
7.
How many goals were scored in the Man United Liverpool game at the weekend in total?
3.
Binary code is made up of zeros and what other number?
6.
Complete this proverb. A stitch in time saves what? Jennifer Lawrence starred as Katniss in how many Hunger Games films? How many letters are there in the word nonchalant?
9.
Pitbull's nickname is Mr. Watto 5.
3.
Inchicore and Kilmainham are in which Dublin postal district?
7.
In cricket, how many balls are bowled in a standard over?
4.
And in bingo, two little ducks is represented as the number 20 what?
2.
All right, Gemma, do you know what I liked about you is that you knew every answer was a number between 1 and 10. Some people panic and they say, oh, I don't know.
Argentina.
Blue. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. You didn't. You knew. And when you didn't know the question, you still gave it a guess quickly. Yeah. And I really appreciated that, Gemma. Do you want to find out your score?
Let's
do it.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
A score of 4, Gemma. It's a pass. Yes. It's 40%. Not bad at all. We've had people who have been much worse, Gemma. Don't you worry about that. How do you feel?
We've also had lots of people who basically didn't manage to get through the 10 questions in those 55 True. Seconds. You were so quick and speedy at the game. So you never know. You could still win it
Absolutely.
On Friday.
How do you feel, Gemma?
I'm raging. I was desperate. There could have been more.
You could have been more. Well, there you go. See, Gemma, I told you it'd be really easy. And also, you could come back and, you know, do it again at some point and get a higher score. Now, let's go through some of the ones you got incorrect. How many goals were scored in the United versus Liverpool game at the weekend? The score was 3-2 to United. That's 3-2 to United.
I thought it was just like who got the highest goals. I actually was watching that.
So the answer was 5. You said 3, and it was 3-2 in total there, the score.
Okay,
there.
3-2.
I would have gotten
a hot old. Binary code is made up of zeros and what are the number? You said 6, but the answer is just 1. Complete the proverb. A stitch in time saves what? I really thought a designer would get this. A stitch in time saves 9. How many letters are there in the word nonchalant? There is 10 and not 9, like you said. Inchicore and Kilmainham are in which Dublin postal district? You said 7. The answer was 8. You were close. In cricket, how many balls are bowled in a standard over? If I got that question, I'd be like, what are you saying? Is that English? You said 4. The answer was 6. And the rest you got correct. Gemma, well done. I think you did yourself proud.
Thanks very much,
Dave.
Have a lovely day. Good. Have a lovely day, Gemma. Have a great week.
Here's a plan. Give me a ring at the end of the week and tell me I won the
cookies. I will let you know.
I'll
give you a check either way.
See you, Gemma.
See you later.
Come on, bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to crack on tomorrow. If you would like to give it a go, message us the word tricky now. 087-711-1038. Can you beat a score of 4? Can you do the business and get a score of 10 and win a grand on the spot? Message us right now. Get in touch and play tomorrow.
If I can get scores of 8... you can definitely get a 10. I've never got a 10 before, but...
don't let that put you off. Get in touch. This morning on the show, we want to hear your babysitting stories, okay? The reason for this is I was asked by a friend of mine to mind her kids last week in like a very much like... I've hung out with her kids loads. They're class. They come over and they do colouring, but their mum's always there. But this was like, I'm going out. I need to be out at 7. I'll absolutely be home at 11.
I have so many questions about this. Like, one, does she pay you? Does she come home and go, here's 40 quid, thanks a million, you're so good, and have a look through the prices? Or, and also my other question is just like, why you? Why didn't she just get a babysitter? Why is she asking her friend who's like has a job?
Because her kids love me.
Right.
And
that's handy for her, isn't it?
But anyway, in the end, it was when I was off sick last week, so I couldn't do it. I was like, I'm going to infect the children. So I didn't do it in the end.
Is it maybe it is a normal thing. Maybe it's a normal thing to do, to ask your friend, oh, listen, would you mind then for a couple of hours or whatever? But I just, obviously no one's ever asked me, cause, like, why would they? But like, I can't imagine having kids and asking Callum to mind them. Do you know what I mean? I just can't picture it.
Hey, Callum, could you call over on Friday night? I'll be home by 11.
Yeah, I'm going to Local.
Can you come down from Santry and sit in with him for a while? I'm going to Slattery's. Sorry, I can't imagine it. He'd be in his element watching all his favourite movies with them.
He'd
again.
Be rooting through the cupboards, not for food, just to see what I had.
Yeah, and reorganising it. Finally throwing out all the food that's been rotting in the back of your breast.
That one's gone.
Yeah, Dave, honestly, everything in your fridge is mouldy. No, but anyway, it got me thinking about my own experiences of babysitting, and I got two little stories for you. From different roles. So first and foremost, when I was being babysat by my neighbour when I was probably 7, maybe 8, and we lived in the middle of this really rural part of West Waterford when we left Dublin, okay? But the girls I mentioned earlier, they're friends of mine, Avon and Blondin, and they have a little brother called Sean. Then there's me and my sister Laura, we have a little brother called Barry. But at the time, the two boys were like babies, a year old baby. And their parents had come down and they'd all gone out. And we were being minded by my neighbour who was older or whatever. And the fire alarm went off, okay? No. Now, this caused utter pandemonium. Because we were so rural, I think the girls generally, who were from Dublin and the stage with streetlights and everything, found our house a bit creepy because they weren't used to that.
Yeah.
So when the fire alarm went off, I just never forget the pandemonium. And the quote that we still quote to each other, get the babies! Get the babies! Go get the babies!
That's funny.
And all like leaving the house as if like standing out in the front garden with the babies. Like, and they were like, it's fine. I don't know what set the fire alarm off. It might need new batteries.
Yeah,
come back in. We're like, oh, I don't know. We have to mind the babies. Right? So dramatic.
Are they real babies?
Like, say, our brothers.
I'm sorry. That's so funny.
Brothers, right? So then, when the shoe was on the other foot, that'd
be the Dubs. Now, all dramatic. Awful dramatic.
But then when I was babysitting years and years later, I babysat these three boys. We had great crack. Like, they had a pool table in their house. It was great crack.
Deadly.
Anyway, I'd always be dying for them to go off to bed because this was the time when we all had credit phones, yeah?
Oh, I thought you were going to rack them up.
No, we had credit phones. So like, you'd get your tenner credit, you'd have an IOU, you'd have €6 credit. You'd be texting one of the girls or one of the lads, you'd know credit. So I consistently, really bold, used their house phone. And I'd have long conversations, ringing mobiles from landlines, which was not a thing to do back then.
Oh my God.
Because of the cost of it. I'd be ringing my friends, I'd be ringing some fella I fancy. All, they'd all have it, the number saved as Emma's, the landline of Emma's house she babysits.
Oh my God.
To the point where...
But could you not, were you able to do that in your own house?
Nah, because we didn't have the portable phones. It was always like stuck in the middle of the room.
So I could never sneak
off with the phone. Whereas this was a portable phone, and I go down to the sitting room, I'm chatting away all night. But to the point where then I got sat down one night being like, Emma, our phone bill has been through the roof since you started babysitting.
Oh no. Oh my God, this is such a 90s problem.
It was horrible. I was so embarrassed. She was like, these are like the list of phone numbers, but one of the conversations went on for like 2 hours and 20 minutes. Like, it's just, it's far too expensive. Oh my God. I even feel sick thinking about it now.
Oh,
and that
my
was
God,
a long time
I'd be
ago.
So, I, even now, I would never stop thinking about it.
It was awful.
Which is so
awful.
Funny because they've definitely forgotten about it, but I haven't.
They go, Emma Nolan, that girl who cost us a fortune.
Did you ever, did they go to give you money then when they came home?
I'm sure that got my standard rate, but
and you didn't give it back to them.
You know me, no doubt about it. I'm sure I said no, keep it or whatever. Anyway, we would like to know your babysitting stories this morning.
Send in your voicemail. So many coming to mind.
Whether you were the babysitter or whether you're being babysat, get in touch, please. Send us a voice note if you can, and our number on WhatsApp, it's 087-711-1038. The drama of babysitting.
The obviously pure trauma you've had from when you were babysitting as someone when you were younger and you used up all their phone bill credit or whatever and their house phone, and no wonder you don't want to babysit.
Yeah, well, I was so embarrassed because as soon as the kids went to bed, I'd use their landline. Like, they absolute cheek of me racking up their phone bill.
I
definitely knew better. It was bold. I was like,
you just didn't think they'd find out.
I just was like, I want to ring all the Palmy pals. see what's going on.
I've just thought of another story, lads. I've like six stories I need to tell you. Like, I'm gonna have to do them in like five words each.
Okay, we'll get to that. Yeah. Right, tell us your babysitting stories.
Oh God, it's so embarrassing.
Get your voice notes in on 087 711 103. Here's Kira.
When I was little, me and my siblings convinced my babysitter to help us like look for money around the house to order a Domino's when my mom and dad were out. So my babysitter fully went around the whole house with us and literally stole my parents' money so we could all order a Domino's.
I love that.
Like, it's so bold.
It's so bold.
Because your teenage, the person babysitting your kids is just a little cheeky teenager themselves.
Yeah,
like, and they're
like,
"Ah, oh, great show, let's go get a Domino's, lads." Tell us your babysitting stories. Send us your voice notes if you can on 087 711 1038. This morning on the show, looking for your babysitting stories, either when you were babysitting or when you were being babysat.
I'm sat.
It is a weird term, isn't it? Babysitting.
Yeah. Just
like sitting on a baby.
Yeah, it is. You know what I
mean? At least it was in touch.
Hi guys, as a teenager I remember babysitting for neighbours. We lived in an estate, so they lived across the road.
Yeah.
Anyway, the neighbours came back after the pub, didn't really talk, said they'd pay me tomorrow. I headed home, went to bed. Next thing, my sister arrived up to see if I was in my bed. The neighbours were after coming over to check and see if I was home. I was after falling asleep and I slept, walked home and left their kids at home alone. Yep, best babysitter ever.
Sorry,
wait,
what?
Now, sorry, what?
So you dreamt that they came home. So you fell asleep in their house.
Guys, it was all a dream. It was all a dream. The voice note was all a dream till the end. I need to listen to it again.
Hi, guys. As a teenager, I remember babysitting for neighbours. We lived in an estate. So they lived across the road.
Right.
Anyway, the neighbours came back after the pub. Didn't really talk. Said they'd pay me tomorrow.
But they didn't. It was all a dream.
I headed home, went to bed.
But she did do that. That part's true.
Next thing, my sister arrived up to see if I was in my bed. The neighbours were after coming over to check and see if I was home. I was after falling asleep and I slept, walked home.
Oh my God.
And left their kids at home alone. Yep, best babysitter ever.
That's absolutely shocking behaviour.
I have never been more speechless at a voice note on this show.
I can't believe, Lisa, how you told it as well. It was like, it was all a dream.
That was like a fifth class essay. And I woke up and it was all a dream.
Wow.
Sorry, that is nuts.
Imagine walking out and leaving your kids because you sleptwalked.
Imagine like, you hire a babysitter and they sleepwalk.
Does that stand up in court, lads? Oh, I I was sleepwalking. This person wants to stay anonymous, so their message has been put through an AI.
You said you'd be home by 10. I was gone.
This has been put through AI because they want to stay anonymous.
I used to hate getting babysat, so would always try and create problems. One time, I told the person babysitting me that I was allowed to put a chocolate bar in the wrapper in the microwave. So we did it, and it went on fire. Meaning my mom could come home and the babysitter could go.
The stuff you used to say to babysitters. Yeah, no, mom and dad let me all this home.
But
what
it's
are you talking
like that she wants to stay anonymous. Because I was the same when I told you a while ago how I racked up the people's phone bills from ringing around. Like, you do realise that was really bad.
Yeah.
You can't put a microwave, like, you can't try and start a fire.
Though, you realise, like, only now when you're a little bit older that if you get a babysitter, the people you're getting to babysitter are literal children.
They're children.
Do you know what I mean? They're 16
said,
years old.
They took the child's word for it and said, yeah, grand, no bother, we'll put the wrapper in the microwave. Do you know what I mean? That's what you're dealing with. Here's Jessica.
I was 16. I was minding my next door neighbour's kids. They had a new baby and two little toddler girls. And all the kids were asleep. Mommy and daddy went out for dinner and a movie, so they weren't going to be too late home. So I'm sitting in the sitting room. It was around September time. And I have a huge fear of spiders, and this ginormous house spider ran across really quick the sitting room, went under the sofa where I was sitting, and I freaked out. I ran out to get the neighbour because my mum and dad were gone out for the evening. My neighbour on the other side was away on holidays, so I had to knock into the other neighbour. So I ran in to get him. Went back to the house. The front door had pulled.
Oh, no.
So
no.
The three kids were locked inside.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Luckily, my neighbour at the end of the road had a key for the house. So I knocked into them, got the keys, got the spider, I got back in. And everybody was happy.
Oh my God.
Like, it's the utter negligence. Like, that's.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's who you're hiring. You're hiring 16-year-olds, like.
Let us know your babysitting stories. Get your voice notes over, and you can stay anonymous if you want. 087 711 1038. Absolute chaos went on in houses around the country. And David Hammond, I know you have a lot to get through, so I'm going to, everyone listening, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Dave has a list.
Okay, we'll start with this one. One, when I came home from football when I was 16 years old and my parents had got a babysitter for my brother and my sister. But I come home from football at the age of 16. And I was like, you can go. And she was like, oh no, I don't think I should. And I was like, I'm 16 years old. She was only 2 years older than me. And she was like, no, I should look after you. That was one story. Right, second one is, the time that it was my very first time ever babysitting this kid. And the kid's parents left and the kid's like just went ape. And he just started crying and bawling his eyes out. But he was screaming so much that he got sick. I can't deal with sick. So I don't like people looking at people get sick. If I look at people get sick, I'll get sick.
Yeah.
So he was at the front door crying that his parents had just went out, and I was at the back of the door watching him just cry and and cry and and I had to ring my mom, be like, mom, come, please come over to the house. The child's just getting sick. I'm not going anywhere near the child. That was my very first time ever babysitting.
You stayed at the other side of the house.
I was at the other, and like you could see all the way down the hall. You could just see the child projectiling all over the kitchen, or all over the front door, sorry. The next one was when I was getting babysat, and when I went to, he put us to bed really, really early so that his friends could come over and bounce on my trampoline.
Oh.
And I was like, how dare you? So I told my mom and dad, and they were like, yeah, maybe don't bring your friends over.
What? That one's incredible.
I know, yeah.
They deliberately put you to bed early so that you
he put me to bed early so he could bring his friends
this
home.
This is what I'm talking, utter negligence. Like, they're teenagers.
The other two, but that,
we were all teenagers.
I'm obsessed with that one.
That same babysitter, I actually really liked him until like his friends came over and bounced on my trampoline. I was like, that's my trampoline. If I'm not allowed bouncing it, your friends aren't. But he used to let us, he was, again, negligence. He used to let us play golf in the house, okay? We weren't allowed to do this when my mom and dad weren't there. I don't know why we were allowed to do it when he was there, but we were. He was like, yeah, you can do whatever you want. Yeah. So we set up courses in the house, like, so the hallway and like my granny's room would have been like one hole. Do you know what I mean? And so we had like putters and stuff. Anyway, I went to swing it like a driver, put a massive hole in the wall. I actually think that you can still see the kind of thing that's still there. Yeah. One of my favourite ones was when I was, you know, when you're babysitting and the parents say, you know, help yourself to whatever. There's whatever in the cupboard or whatever. And I told the story on the show before of when they came home because they forgot their keys. About 45 seconds after they left, and I was already rooting through their cupboard for Kinder bars. I swear, it was like slow motion. I just looked to the side and I see him. And he's like, sorry, I forgot my keys and I have a Kinder bar in my mouth. But my favourite one is when it was the same family and the guy worked for Microsoft or Xbox or something specifically, okay? So he had just gotten, the new thing at the time was the Xbox Kinect, okay? So what you could do is like, you could be in like a little, like a raft almost. Mm. And it was like on camera thing. So when you pointed upwards, the raft would go up and you lean to the left and the raft would go to the left.
It was the modern version of, if you ever remember, the PlayStation iToy.
Okay. Yeah.
Modern version of that, right? And so I'm there kicking footballs, I'm there in a raft and going left and right and all that kind of
and
stuff.
And had you had permission to use it?
No, not really. Okay. And then it was just like, you're done, game complete. And I was like, cool, I am out of breath. I've been running around this house nonstop. Video saved. There is a video on their Xbox of me running around their house, jumping on the couch, jumping on the table, trying to get the raft to go above a little barrier. Somewhere in the world that exists.
Oh my god. Do you know if they still live in Drogheda?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
No, they don't live in Drogheda.
If you have the video of teenage Dave on your Xbox, please, we will pay big money.
Honestly, just a bizarre time in the world, letting me mind children.
I honestly can't believe just what went on. It was nuts. It was nuts. We were all having the crack.
That same family basically employed me to look after their dogs.
Oh yeah.
And I came home to look after the dog, and the dog had tore open the dog food.
Oh yeah.
And just ate the entire thing, and I just never told them. I was just like, yeah, your dog's fine, don't worry about it.
Tomorrow show your dog sitting stuff.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
Sorry to that family if you're listening.
Oh, that was so much fun. Let's get
go! Emma, David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello there, what's the crack?
What's going on? You know how I'm really into this health and fitness journey I'm on at the moment? You know I'm really into it when I get a burrito bowl as opposed to an actual burrito.
I couldn't even get the few carbs in there. That's shocking behaviour.
Don't worry, I got the carbs, I got the rice.
Oh, right.
Rice is the main.
No, but you know, like the extra carbs, I mean, from the burrito.
Extra carbs, no. It was a burrito bowl.
I have to say, I'm impressed that the journey's lasted this long. We're like 10 days in now, and it's still going.
In fairness, it's kind of been going since like January.
No, just without, you're 100% correct.
But now I'm just really into it.
Yeah. So basically, in case you don't know, a guy came on the show chatting to Dave about his health journey a couple of weeks ago, and they've now like signed up. He's a personal trainer, and they do like online check-ins.
Yes, but Jonathan Maloney coaching.
What I mean is you're newfound with Jonathan training because like your calorie intake has to be so low. I just thought you'd be over it by now.
I'm really, really hoping that today I think is check-in day, so I'm really hoping he's going to be like, hey Dave, so that 1500 calories that I set you, that was a joke. So we're actually going to up you to...
It's very low.
Maybe 2500. That'd be fantastic. Mm. I'd like that. Mm. But obviously it's going to be like all the right things.
Yeah.
But yeah, the burrito bowl yesterday, lads. Burrito bowls are the way to go.
Really?
They are the way to go.
Because I always go for the burrito.
You get so much more food. Now, it's not as portable, but you get so much more food in the thing. Plus, it properly fills you, and it's so good. So you have the rice. It's like you're getting a full blown stir fry.
Yeah, yeah.
You get the rice, you get the meat, chicken. I got
and
some
it's so
fajita.
Tasty as
I got
well.
Some fajita veg, yeah. And I got some patatas.
Patatas.
You know, just the cubes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Lads, it was the taste.
I've never gone for a bowl, so I'm going to start going for a bowl.
I'd only gone for a bowl once before, and I ruined it by putting like a load of salad and stuff in it, and I was like, this is shite. Like, it was not
just
nice.
Just leave
at
it
all.
Alone. Like, yeah.
Just get a burrito, but take the burrito off, get the bread roll off, put it in a bowl. You get so much more food, and it's savage.
I just love the idea of people who are so into the gym and so into dieting and, like, you know, the right eating the right diet. And it's like, here's David Hammond. I'm doing so well on this. I just go for the bowl. Just, you don't need the burrito, just get the bowl.
Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. I feel like Tuesdays roll around so quickly.
I honestly thought that too because I was like, I've never played this game so much. It's always Tuesday.
It's always Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. We've had 10 symbols on a computer keyboard between the numbers 1 and 0 on the top of the keyboard.
Very tough.
That was a tricky one. Last week, Emma, you weren't here. You were sick and we did the names of the London Underground tube lines.
I would have
so
only had
it.
One like Piccadilly Circus. That's the only memory I have of
Elizabeth, and apparently that's not even a line.
The Lizzie line is an overground rail line, not a London Underground line. So they were ones that we've done in the past. And this week's Top 10 Tuesday, it's a bit of a tricky, well, not a tricky one, but it's one of those ones where it's like, you're just going to have to throw guesses at the wall and hope they stick.
Okay.
I am looking for the 10 most spoken languages in Ireland, according to the European Commission from 2024.
Oh my God, the amount of Ireland is full you're going to get on this text line.
The 10 most spoken languages in Ireland, according to the European Commission data from 2024. Dave and Emma, you've got 3 lives each and you're going to take it in turns to try and complete my top 10 list. You're going to get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that's not in my top 10. If you can't fill out the top 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 087-711-1038. Like I said, it's one of those ones today where I think you're just going to have to throw guesses at the wall and hope they stick. I think you will do pretty well. There's pretty common knowledge stuff in there. So the 10 most spoken languages in Ireland, according to EU Commission data from 2024.
I think we got this.
And we go with Emma Nolan to start.
Okay. Let's just get the basics out of the way. English.
English.
Not even in the top 10. Do you know what I mean?
English is number 1.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely.
See? Matt. English. There, number 1.
English is...
Give yourself a ding.
A little ding for that, yeah.
Right. I'm stuck. is Spanish on the list?
Spanish. It's on the list at number 4.
Oh, God.
With a percentage of 3.6%.
Is there lots of Spanish people living here, or is it because Spanish is taught in lots of schools?
I don't have the answer to that.
Interesting. Okay, I would like to
see them out in the street in their backpacks.
Let's go with Irish.
Irish?
No.
Number 2.
Oh, stop. Oh, my God. I am the worst person alive. I'm so sorry.
13% of people studied in this spoke Irish. 1-3.
French. French.
French. Le France. 6.5%. It's number 3.
Yes.
Okay, let's go for Polish, please.
Oh, Polish is a great shout.
Polish. It's number 6.
Yes, Emma. Well done.
3% of people surveyed on this spoke Polish. And now this isn't like primary languages, this is just languages that people speak.
Yeah. Italian.
It's just outside. It's 0.9% was Italian.
Ukrainian.
That was going to be my next guess.
Ukrainian is not in the top 10.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I don't have the definitive number, but it was at 0.1%.
Okay. What? Well, sorry, your turn.
When was this study from?
2024.
My God.
Oh, sorry, 2 years ago, yeah.
That's nuts. Okay, let's go with... Will you accept Chinese, even though... Like Mandarin?
It's not in the top.
Oh my God, this is nuts. I'm nearly out.
Wait now, Lithuanian.
Lithuanian? Mm. Is that what you're saying? With 1.4%, it's number 7.
Oh my God. Okay, Emma, well done.
Let me go through the list for you. I'm looking for the 10 most spoken languages in Ireland according to EU Commission data from 2024. Number 1 is English, number 2 is Irish, number 3 is French, number 4 is Spanish, number 6 is Polish, and number 7 is Lithuanian. So then we're looking for 5, 8, 9, and 10.
I have one more and then I'm all out of ideas.
David Hammond.
I want to say Indian, but like... Is that an actual language or is it like something else?
Is it like a variation of it?
Yes, yeah.
I think he should.
Can I just go with Indian? Let's go with Indian.
Not in
that. Oh my God!
This is my last attempt.
This is the best game ever for the Islanders full crowd.
What about Romanian?
Emma, you're so good at
that. No, I'm just thinking like, because I'm just thinking of people I know.
Smashing it out of the park, Romanian's number 8.
Wow!
That's me officially out, I think.
Are you sure?
Go on, keep going.
You've still 2 lives. Dave is done. He's gone. He's gonzo.
Romanian, Lithuanian, Polish, Spanish, French, Irish, English. Is German in there?
Is German in there? It's number 5.
Oh my God.
What the hell?
3% of people.
You could finish this, Em.
There's 2 to go.
I'm just trying to think about people I know.
Think you said Lithuanian. People. Think of other.
That's what I'm thinking. Like Lithuanian,
Slovenian,
Romanian,
Latvian.
Yeah.
Dutch.
Would you have Dutch? Yeah, is there a lot of Dutch? Lads, I'm just trying to think of like all the people that I meet all the time, like around.
What
and
are
I'm,
you
like,
meeting?
Just like the lads. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, the Lithuanian lads, you know.
Yeah.
Who do you know that's Lithuanian?
I know the Lithuanian lads.
Name one.
I don't know the other person.
Yes, I'm so glad I asked.
Emma, are you cashing out?
Lads, they work in Nutgrove. I've been chatting to them. I just don't know their names.
Right.
I think that's me out, Callum.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
A valiant effort from the U, Emma. That is 6 for you and 2 to Dave. We're doing really well this week. We are looking for the 10 most spoken languages in Ireland, according to EU Commission data from 2024. We've 2 to fill. So that's number 9 and number 10. Going backwards, 8 Romanian, 7 Lithuanian, 6 Polish, 5 German, 4 Spanish, 3 French, 2 Irish, and number 1 is English.
That's nuts. I only got French and Spanish. That's so
bad.
We
are missing 2 more. Would you like to guess them?
Are you sure it's not Ukrainian?
It's not Ukrainian.
What?
0.1%.
Okay.
Actually,
no sense.
Very low down in fairness. 087-711-1038. Can you fill out the top 10?
Get in touch. You could win your way to the cinema on us this morning. Give us a hand, as Callum said, on 087-711-1038.
We are looking for the 10 most spoken languages in Ireland. This is according to a European Commission data research from 2024. You guys in studio did very well this week. You got
Emma
8.
Did very well. Yeah. I did terribly.
We were a good team.
8 out of 10 in studio this morning. Emma did get 6. Dave got 2. So the stats are in Emma's favour.
I can't believe, because I know you're going to go through the list here, but second place.
So, yeah, the list that we have so far of the 10 most spoken languages in Ireland, number 1 is English with 92.8%.
Yeah.
That is a massive amount. And then if you compare all the other ones...
But go to number 2.
Number 2 was Irish.
That's nuts.
Oscuilge.
Do you mean, like, does that mean, like, fluent or just, like, a few words? Because I remember when I was, like, 17 years old filling out a Lidl application, they were like, what language do you speak? And I was like, well, I know a couple of French words, I'll put down French. I know a couple of Irish words, I'll put down Irish. I don't speak Irish or French.
You have to remember, school system forces Irish in every child. So technically a lot of those children, like, we all speak a level of Irish because it's in our school system.
So is that the level?
So I'm guessing that's what you're talking about.
It's 13%. Irish is taught up to 18%.
Yeah.
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 There you go. French is in at number 3, Spanish number 4, German number 5.
Sorry, quick interjection. Like the French and the Spanish and the German strike me as these are subjects that you are taught in secondary school.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Possibly, yeah, because like you look at the data, like I was saying, English was 92.8%. In at number 3 was French at 6.5%, then Spanish at 3.6%, German was 3%.
To me, that's all very school system.
Yeah. Polish was 3%. 7th was Lithuanian at 1.4%, and 8th was Romanian at 1.4%. So we're looking for number 9 and number 10.
Martina's there this morning. Hello.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning, Martina.
We're stuck in top 10 Tuesday. We've completed
like we always
out
are.
Of the 10. I know, classic. And can you help us? We're looking for the 10 most spoken languages in Ireland. What's your suggestion?
I said Portuguese, but I was thinking about the whole, like, Europe and that.
Yeah. About Europe and that. What made you stop thinking about that?
I don't know, actually.
Okay, well, look, you're saying Portuguese.
Portuguese.
There is always a big Brazilian.
Oh, because Brazilian, I'm
big
so
Brazilian
stupid,
contingent
like.
In Ireland. Portuguese is number 9.
Yes.
Yay!
Honestly, I thought that'd be higher now that you say it. That's a really, really good guess, Martina. I'm just, oh my God.
Thank you so much.
Have you no more for us? No, you don't have one more guess?
Italian
on the list, Callum.
No, it was already.
That ruled out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, thank you so much. A couple of cinema passes on the way to you, regardless. Okay?
Thanks, Martina.
No way. Thanks a million.
Good luck.
Bye.
We still have one more to complete this list. Doina, how are you?
Not too bad. How
it
are
doesn't
you?
Sound as nice in my accent, does it? How are you, Doina? Doesn't sound nice.
Doina, such a beautiful name. We're stuck on Top 10 Tuesday. We're looking for the 10 most spoken languages in Ireland. You've got a guess for us, Doina.
Russian.
Russian.
Is Russian on the list?
Rushki.
Doina, you've said Russian. We just needed one to fill in. At 1.1%, it's number 10.
God.
We've got a top 10, everybody.
Unbelievable. Thank God. Doina, are you Russian? Do you just speak Russian?
I speak Russian. I'm from Moldova.
You're from Moldova. And how far is Moldovan down the list? Is that Moldovan a language as well, Doina?
No, it's like Romanian.
It's like Romanian, is it?
Do you know what's funny? Obviously, after watching Blades, what's it called? That beautiful show everyone was watching recently. The guy from Russia fell in love with the guy from America.
Yes.
Heated Rivalry.
So much Russian in that show. It is a beautiful language to listen to. I've never heard it that much, that consistently, but in every episode there was so much Russian. It's so lovely.
You heard it here first, folks. Emma Nolan loves Russian. Loves it.
Lovely language.
You can say in Russian, Ya tebya люблю.
Which means?
I love you.
Say that again.
Я тебя люблю.
Oh, it's so nice.
Lovely.
Doina, have a lovely day. Thanks for listening.
Good
a
luck,
pair
Doina.
Of IMC cinema passes
you,
on
guys.
The way to you. Bye. Job done, lads. We got there.
And if you want to write down I love you in Russian, that's what it looks like.
Oh, wow.
It's a backwards OR. There's a T, there's an E, there's a 6, there's another backwards OR, there's an N, there's a H that's connected with an O, there's a G, an N and a H and an O again.
Even looking from the alphabet when I was in Thailand a few weeks ago, it's one thing to learn a second language. Oh, yeah. It's another thing to learn another alphabet.
It's unbelievable.
It's so confusing. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, people are so talented.
Really good Top 10 Tuesday, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
you always commend the Top 10 Tuesday. There'll be another one.
I did last week. Last week's was terrible.
Back to tube lines next week.
Yeah. What we should do is we should all learn a few words in all those languages and then we can all share in our different cultures. Do you know what I mean?
Honestly, I've never seen someone that would want to live in a commune more. You're all about love and all that kind of stuff. I am taking a picture of that list though and doing Top 10 Tuesday with my housemates. It's a much funner game when you know all the answers.
I'm going to put everyone out of their misery. Blue dot syndrome. What is it? I know you've been trying to Google it, but I bet you held off and said, I'm not going to Google that. I'm going to wait 10 minutes for everyone to tell me.
I actually did, stupidly, as soon as you said blue dot syndrome, and I was like, I have no idea what that is. I was going to Google it, and then I forgot.
Okay, good.
So
Maybe other people did say.
I am waiting for you to tell me.
Blue dot syndrome is a new kind of term that's been coined based on the amount of gigs that have been cancelled by artists, a string of gigs on tour. And the blue dot representing when you go on to Ticketmaster and you look at the map of the arena and all the blue dots are the available seats. And it's blue dot syndrome because most of, like, for example, we're talking about the Pussycat Dolls first and foremost, who've had to cancel loads of their North American leg of their tour because tickets were not selling.
Mm.
And blue dot syndrome is because they're opening up going, look at all those blue dots.
No one's
buying tickets to our gigs.
Is it like a certain someone at Croke Park this weekend? This summer?
Who's certain someone?
Since you know how to say it, I said this weekend.
Weekend.
Oh, okay, very good. What's the story there? He's still doing the two nights though as it stands, isn't he? I don't know how the second night's selling. I'm not sure.
I think that's blue dotty. A bit blue dotty.
Well, you can look it up. Like, there's no secret to it because if you look up the weekend night two, you can see the arena.
Yeah.
The Pussycat Dolls came back with this idea of doing PCD forever. They were only bringing three of the girls on tour, and that really annoyed fans. There's obviously a history and no one really knows the ins and outs. There'll probably be a tell-all documentary at some point about how the girls were treated by Nicole. I don't know. Anyway, they've had to cancel 33 shows.
33 shows because they didn't sell.
All across North America.
Oh, no,
33 shows gone.
Do you know what? And I'm sorry, but that's your own fault. Yep. It's because, and do you know why? Because you put your tickets too high.
Thank you. And this is where we're at. Finally, I think people are saying, I'm just not paying it, right? Now, they're still going ahead across their European leg, and they're due in Dublin in October. Don't know how that's selling myself, to be honest with you. But they're only now going to do one night in America, and that's at some festival. But they were quite honest.
That's embarrassing.
It is a bit. But I kind of liked that they didn't feign illness or make excuses. They said, we've had to have a very honest look at ticket sales, mm-hmm, and we have to cancel, right? Okay. Whereas a number of other touring artists like Post Malone and Meghan Trainor, they're affected by this thing as well, Blue Dot Fever or Blue Dot Syndrome. Post Malone, who's so popular, but is definitely, the only thing I can think of is he's almost changed fan bases, because he used to do the kind of R&B stuff or like that kind of urban thing really well, where he's moved totally into country, and he's due to go on a massive tour with Jelly Roll and has had to pull loads of shows. And the reason he gave was, I promised you that I'd have new music ready and it's not ready. But I think a lot of people are saying, I think the reason, man, is look at all these blue dots.
Yes.
It's not selling.
Who's not going to Post Malone? Is it because of price again?
I think it's probably because of bloody price. Meghan Trainor, same.
I'm buzzing. I'm so buzzing. Because Ticketmaster, for some reason, think we're all millionaires.
Oh yeah, they have a monopoly on us.
But they think we're all mad. We have mad money. No, we have nothing. Of course we've nothing.
Zayn Malik, he's had the same issues again. Now, he did say it's due to illness, but again, when fans look at the website, they go, is it your illness, pal, or is it this blue dot syndrome that's going on? Because there's plenty of tickets, so your ticket sales are not selling.
And did you mention Meghan Trainor?
Yeah, just briefly. You're just there. She's in the same situation.
I remember when she said she wanted to focus on family. I was like, come on.
Yeah. Just admit that you messed up. And just to say, the Pussycat Dolls lowered their prices to $30 a ticket, and they still aren't selling.
Not in Dublin. They're not selling. There's a lot of seats over the 200 euro price mark.
What?
Yeah, for Pussycat Dolls?
There's one row of seats that I can see that are the VIP seats, 610 euro.
No one has that amount of money.
Who are these people?
Not even the gays have that amount of money.
Come here, tell me this. Is there tickets left? Is there loads? Okay, well, there you go. They might have to pull here as well then.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.